This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yeah! That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, I'll be sleeping into the weekend, Super Don. I'm back.
Yay! Wait a minute. Well, okay.
Yay!
Sleeping, yes. You need it. You
hooray.
Need it.
Hooray for sleep. My gosh, I've figured it out. It isn't to travel. It's the sleep, the lack thereof that gets you. Folks, make sure you get your rest. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back in studio, Super Don making it sound so good. Hey, Super D, it's like I haven't talked to you all week, even though we have. But it's just when I go out of town like that, it's just...
Our routine gets kind of messed up, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
When we get old, we rely on routines, right?
No, when I get old, I rely on Super Don. Well, actually, when I was young, I relied on Super Don. So I thought it was actually a great week of lectures. And the broadcasts that we did get out there were fantastic as far as I'm concerned. I got some video stuff done. We kind of mixed like single hours, pre-records. And yesterday, God bless the two Mikes, Mike Mahari and Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Did they not nail it? I mean, a whole hour.
That was a solid hour with a lot of good information on CBD and hemp, because they are on top of what's going on with the hemp and the CBD legislation in states.
Yeah.
Especially where it comes to the states that are giving the middle finger to the federal government because the 10th Amendment, right? So yeah, it was good. Good stuff.
Well, I've been wanting them to do that. Kind of the last week I was out of town or something, I couldn't do a Thursday, and they couldn't pull it off that quick. But then again, I asked them like a minute before airtime or equivalent,
right.
You know,
right.
So that they pulled it off yesterday is so great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And y'all just keep on spreading the message of health, freedom, healing, liberty, and nullification. The ultimate power you have, the power to say no, to withdraw consent, and live differently according to the laws written from a far higher place than a government institution. Now, we got that going on for sure. Now, what else have I been missing since I've been out of town? There's some kind of controversy of pretend bombs that don't go off. I think we mentioned it the other night. But
yeah, actually, Ty touched on that on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But, there have been some developments. And actually, Trump was made a statement this morning. He was at the Young Black Leadership Conference, I think it was being held at the White House.
Right.
And he gave us an update. I grabbed the audio. This is what Trump had to say this morning.
I'd like to begin today's remarks by providing an update on the packages and devices that have been mailed to high-profile figures throughout our country and a media organization. I am pleased to inform you that law enforcement has apprehended the suspect and taken him into custody.
You know what? I only take issue with one thing Trump said there when he said he apprehended the suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I would say a suspect, because how do you know he's the only one? Or how do you know he's the one? There's so many patsies that come out in this regard. So I don't.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. I mean, we don't know for sure who, what, where, when, how. This is still very early in the situation. But this guy that they grabbed, he grabbed him out of, this is out of Miami, actually. And they described him as a Native American Trump supporter. And they said that DNA evidence is what tracked them to him. But, it, you know, I mean, we'll find out more as time goes on. But that has probably been the biggest story of the week, because you had just Democrat after Democrat. And, of course, CNN got a pipe bomb that would not explode.
But they're all blaming it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault because he's got rhetoric that they don't like. His tone is not just right. I'm like, dude, whatever happened to personal responsibility? And also, you know, what is the rhetoric and tone coming from the Democrats? You know, we will call them out, whoever we see them, whoever we see doing it. But the idea is, if you look at this guy, if indeed he is the guy, right? I'm just, my trained eye looks at this guy and go, he's on meds. He's definitely on. I'm just
Could be. The guy was a little bit, he was kind of an over-the-top Trump supporter. They got a picture of the guy's van, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is just plastered, you know, up, down, all around with all of these pictures of Trump and Pence and how much CNN sucks and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, I know there are a lot of people that think that this was a false flag, and I wouldn't rule out. In fact, speaking of false flag, even on CNN,
yeah,
they had an analyst on CNN show up on CNN itself, who's made the statement, well, you know, we can't completely rule out the flag, rule out the possibility this could be a false flag.
Wow.
So, which is, you would not expect, right, on CNN. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, we don't know.
Yeah.
What I can say is that it is just incredibly convenient, right, that this is happening right before the midterms, just like the caravan thing. Is it possible? Right. Is it possible that it's all on the up and up?
To me, there's too many coincidences.
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible. It's so
plausible.
It's all we know. So anyway.
But yeah, this guy has a record, an arrest record. So, you know, is he a patsy? I don't know.
Yeah, he has a record of threatening judges. So it's kind of like, yeah, so the guy seems a little bit off his rocker.
And the fact of the matter is, if you look at his arrest record, it occurred long before Trump was anywhere in the political arena.
Right.
So what are you going to say? I don't know. We'll leave it at that. I don't want to let something expire on us, but it is something of intrigue. And we do cover things related to politics and political healing here as well, including broadcast media issues. And this is an interesting story. Megyn Kelly used to be on Fox News. She was, you know, she was canned there, or she left. There was all controversy there. And then she went to NBC and got this sweetheart deal that was even ticking off people that had been with NBC forever. Apparently, she said something about it used to be okay to dress, for white people to dress in blackface for Halloween.
And yes. Now, I don't know how old Megyn Kelly is.
47.
But she's so she's our age, right? You know, roughly. She's a little younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
A little more younger than you are.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And so, yeah, she made this comment that she's like, well, back in my day, that was acceptable. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm going, all right, I don't ever remember anybody when I was the age of dressing up for Halloween that dressed in blackface. Do you?
Well, I will tell you this from the Southern colleges. That would be like the fraternities, like the Southern fraternities. They would often have the white Southerners dress up in blackface and do some kind of whatever. So it was
really.
All
right. So it's a regional. It was
it might have been regional. So, yeah, no. And those things were always made me a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I was raised a bit different, obviously, as a minority in the South. From a religious perspective, growing up Jewish in the South, I've talked about that, but I just didn't have the same feelings. I wasn't brought up from a lineage of the Southern history and the distinct differences culturally or whatever that brought on this prejudice and racism and hatred. So it was kind of foreign to me, but yeah, that did exist.
Okay. All right. Well, she stuck her foot in it. I mean, this is just not something you would think somebody who, you know, is in the limelight in the media would be a little more careful about the types of things she would say. But as kind of an added bonus to the saying, we've got a little bit of poetic justice going on because, Megyn Kelly went after our friend Darla Shine about her situation that happened, and also there was some accusations between Megyn Kelly and Bill Shine, her husband, And so when this came out here with Megyn Kelly, basically she's gotten fired from NBC. Darla made some comments, and Mediaite picked it up and put a story out there about Darla Shine celebrating Megyn Kelly's woes.
Yes.
So it's just what a circus, man, it is in the media with stuff like this. You know, because listen, I listened to what Megyn Kelly said, and even I maybe this makes me racist, but I'm kind of like, you know, I understand what she was saying. It wasn't like she was saying, I like to dress in blackface and it's funny.
Yeah.
She was just saying, back in my day, you know, it was okay, you know?
Yeah, and I think there's a hypersensitivity, as you know, with the racial discussion over the years. We've talked about that. And I'm not a big fan of Megyn Kelly. She's always kind of rubbed me the wrong way energetically.
I didn't like her either. Yeah.
So, but having said that, if the statement was, back in the day, people did it and it wasn't as big a deal. Well, contextually, that's accurate. It doesn't mean it's a good thing today. It doesn't mean she's endorsing doing that today. So I just, everybody overreacts to issues of race because people don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. And I've said this so many times over the years as well, Super Don. I know it gets into the spiritual realm. But you are not your skin color. Whether you're pigmentally challenged like me and Super D, or whether you got more pigment and you can withstand the sun much more than we can. It's not who you are. You inhabit this body, but you are something else, something different that's far greater, and it supersedes the body you inhabit while you're here. But over-identification with skin color and pigment is belittling to yourself as a spiritual being. That's my opinion. That might get me some hate mail, but hey, so be it. I think you're greater than your skin color or lack thereof. And, I don't know where else to go with that except to say...
Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, I don't see these things when I deal with people. I grew up, in an environment, in an area that was very culturally diverse. So it was kind of like, that sort of thing just didn't exist when I grew up. So it's hard for me to relate, to the whole racism thing. I just think the whole thing is stupid.
Yeah, once again, I mean, racism is mostly taught, not something that you ironically inherit. Because, as you know, kids, if they don't know anybody from anybody, they don't care what you look. I mean, honestly, they're just kids, right? And how do they learn to hate somebody, right? If they watch their parents. Sometimes it can be peer-induced because, I knew growing
and
up
racism,
in the South.
Listen, but, racism exists. It does sound like it doesn't exist. It is out there.
Yeah.
But what we need to do is deal with these situations when they come up and stop, keeping it, something that people rely on.
Yes, yes.
To be a problem.
My fundamental belief, I am soul, you are soul, we are soul, if you want to say it. And we exist because God loves us. All right. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Go to robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's good to be back in studio. I hope y'all are enjoying your weekend here. And I mean that, with the end of the week, beginning of a new week, starting up on Sunday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But for now, we are going to ease on in. And we've got Michelle Cotterman's going to join us next hour. We've got a great discussion planned on vaccinomics or something. I got to look into this.
Vaccinomics.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
That's a new word. I don't know what that means.
I like making up words. I think we could have some new words today. Also, HBOT therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We'll talk about that with Michelle as well. And, you know, the way we discuss things here is a little bit different. Perspective is always in order here, and you'll learn about that if you're new to the show as you go. We don't typically yell and scream, although behind the scenes, Super Don yells and screams at me all the time.
Oh, you're so abused.
Yes, I know. No, he doesn't. So, anyway, we have a good time on radio. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And now, because I've been away for a week, I don't think I've answered many of these.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, that's right. You hear it. That means it's time for the question of the day. We have a few, actually. We're going to get through hopefully one now. And this is from Gail. Gail, I read in a magazine. Uh-oh. You know, when they read stuff in magazines, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
I read in a magazine that you recommend silver. Do you think it was you? Were you in a magazine, Superdome?
A magazine? What magazine would you be in?
Well, I think it was you and Burt Reynolds in the Playgirl issue, right? Wasn't that it? That wasn't you.
What?
No, all right. I'm just totally goofing
Playgirl?
Off.
Playgirl? Is that even still around?
I have no idea. I just remember we lost Burt Reynolds recently, and that was a
That's
big
right.
deal,
yeah.
right? But I read in a magazine that you recommend, I think she's referring to RSV, recommend silver for IBS to be taken with aloe vera. I can't find this on your site. Thanks, Gail. Well, Gail, it's there. I guess we hide it too well. Maybe, you know what?
So the silver aloe protocol.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. You know what I think I'm going to do? Because we do get this every once in a while.
Yeah.
What I think I might do is create a permanent link on the website, right on the homepage somewhere, yeah. maybe over in the sidebar.
Right.
Where they can download the PDF. Of the silver aloe protocol, because it is out there. It's on YouTube.
Sure.
Where you and
here's my thought, because we don't do anything. We don't do squat for like capturing information. Everybody is making hay, so to speak, with like email lists, and we don't really do much about it. But what we should do, and I'm just saying this for all the world to hear, maybe if anybody wants to help us out on this, maybe we make a banner link. Get the, you know, silver aloe protocol for free. Click this link. And the link will take them to a thing where they have to sign up for email alerts. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if people still do this, but we're giving this away for free. Shouldn't we get something in return like, hey, who are you? Where are you from? Can we say hi once in a while? Can we do that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Because there's a thing that I always thought was funny on our website. Get RSB in your box. I'm like, really? Is that where you want me in my box? But I think it means like, you know, an email or something, right?
Yes,
and you know, who clicks on that? But if they're going to get the free silver aloe protocol or a new listener, they're going to do that, and then maybe we'll be able to follow up and say hi from time to time.
Is that what it says?
I think so.
I mean, yeah. It's our website, and I don't even know what's on the website.
Yeah, I know how much you pay attention to what we do.
Let me scroll down here.
Go look at that.
It says, get. Yeah, it does. Get Robert Scott Bell in your box. Wait,
right? I'm like, what?
Who made that? That
I
was
don't we go outside the box, not in the box. What is that?
It should be in your inbox.
What?
It's in your inbox, but there's no hyphen.
It doesn't even say inbox, does it?
Yes, it does. It's kind of an optical illusion here. Get Robert Scott Bell in your inbox, but it should be in hyphen box. That's a millennial mistake.
Gotcha. Oh, now we know.
Yes,
all right,
now
so
we know what
she's
happened.
Not here to defend herself, so we won't go any further than that. So
she did a great job designing the
website. She did. She did, and we love her. All right. So the magazine in question is called Better Nutrition Magazine, and was Liana Werner Gray, who did a great article on silver. She talked to me about it, and so I was referenced in there, and it's not easy to find. So, Super D, put that on your ever-growing to-do list, and that link, you know, where it says Get Robert Scott Bell in your inbox, we will now put, you know, get a free, you know, email, I don't know, get the silver aloe protocol for free. And then when they sign up, we'll have to automate it somehow where they'll receive that link. And that's what we'll do.
There you go. It's done. And I have corrected the grammar here. So it now says inbox.
All right. We all had a good laugh at my expense. Happy New Year. All right. We're going to be back after this with more answers to your questions of the day.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
Let this be a lesson to anyone, regardless of their political beliefs, that we will bring the full force of law against anyone who attempts to use threats, intimidation, and outright violence to further an agenda.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today has 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc was arrested and is being charged with five crimes, including illegal mailing of explosives. All told, Sayoc is suspected of sending 14 mail bombs to Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on the devices that were used.
Each device consisted of roughly 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy. These are not hoax devices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, it's time for tea, isn't it? Like halfway through the first hour of the show, we always have to stop
tea
and do a tea break.
For one and one for tea.
Because it's not two. You don't ever do tea. You only do coffee. Do you ever drink tea?
Rarely. Rarely. Yeah. Every once in a while, I will have green tea at like a Chinese restaurant. But that's about it.
Right. So I was on the plane yesterday coming back. You know, I always do my tea, but I'll go to the Starbucks in the airport and ask them for a venti hot water. And what's cool about Starbucks, they don't charge you anything for that. And I usually just leave a tip for them and say thank you. And then I have my usually mate with something. And in the afternoons, by the time I'm flying, I'm usually doing mint because I'll start with dandelion. I'll add some organic peppermint tea in it. So next door to me, I say next door, in the seat next to me, a lady who was clearly a lawyer, because she was working on some kind of divorce proceedings case. Couldn't help but notice. I didn't want to read any of it, but just knew enough that that's what it was. But she's smelling, she's like, is that a mint macchiato common blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I have no idea what she's referring to. And then I look at my cup. I'd say, oh, it's Starbucks. There must be like a mint drink for the holiday.
Ah,
I
said, yeah.
No. This is my, I opened it up short with my tea bags. And she's, oh, I thought it was that. So, and by the way, today I am doing organic peppermint tea for my own garden. So we picked, before the hard freeze, we picked the mint leaves and put them in to dry them, right? And then I kind of crumbled them up. And so now I have tea that's very, very local to me. Very nice.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So does that mean you're going to grow mint leaves and make your own tea now? Is that how cool it is?
I'm going to have to wait. I'm out of planting season here because it's about to snow here probably in the next month or so.
Right.
So maybe in the spring.
Well, and in the winter, minty coolness is not always the thing you want. You want some ginger hotness.
That's right. Give me some of that, what do they say, pumpkin spice or whatever.
Right. But, you know, ginger, that's something I want to grow. Maybe I can, I wonder how that would grow here. What the onions and the garlic did well, so why not ginger? Well, and turmeric, too, for that matter, which I like. And in fact, I had turmeric this morning, too, in my little shaky cup. When I don't make a smoothie, I'll do some different powders, and turmeric is one of those things I throw in.
I heard that's what the shaky cup, that's what, what's the name of the guy from Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, he has a shaky cup.
Oh, that's such a bad, that's so mean.
No, what?
Is that
No, he drinks tea. He makes
bad dad
smoothies,
joke.
He uses a shaky cup.
Oh, no. That's not where I went, folks. Send your hate mail to NBC, Megyn Kelly, and Superdon.
I'm not talking about blackface.
No, I know you're not. Just, okay. I got to leave it there. You know, let's answer another question here. We got a question from, I believe, Terry. Terry is asking a question. Hi, Robert. My 28-year-old daughter was just diagnosed with Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. Would the silver aloe protocol be appropriate for this, or are there other possible treatments to pursue? Thank you, Terry. Well, the silver aloe protocol is not needed for H. pylori. Did you know that, Super Don?
I did not know that.
Well, now I want you to think about this. Do you know why the silver aloe protocol is not needed for Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I know, it's not a trick question, but it's a thinking question, and if you need a hint, just ask, and I'll...
Well, give me a hint.
It's a where. Exactly, you're right. Where? Where is H. pylori typically growing that you don't want it to grow? Answer that question first, and then you'll get the answer.
Okay.
Where?
I don't know where.
Oh,
where,
you don't know where?
I don't know where, that, but I'm assuming that must be why, because the silver aloe protocol goes to a specific place, so I'm guessing H. pylori must be somewhere where that wouldn't come into contact with.
You wouldn't need the aloe part of the silver protocol. So that's the reason. Yeah, it's the where. H. pylori is, well, it's connected to stomach ulcers. They often said when they found it, and I think somebody got the Nobel Prize for this or something, it's like, oh my gosh, we find H. pylori in the stomach. It must be the cause of stomach ulcers. But the reality is, when your stomach is not producing enough acid, H. pylori is an opportunistic bacteria that can grow. Now, there's a lot of reasons that this happens, one of which is the use of, well, back in the day, it was Tums and Rolaids, right? The antacids. Now it's much worse. It's the proton pump inhibiting drugs, PPIs, that stop stomach acid production altogether. Even if you're capable of producing it, it's going to force it to stop. Now, what's going to happen when you don't produce enough acid in the stomach? Does the pH, here's another trick question, not trick question, this is a thinking cat question, Super Don. Does the pH of the stomach go up or down when the stomach is not producing enough acid?
Oh, no, that's for that one I don't know.
That's where the higher the number, the more it goes into the base, right? Alkaline.
Yeah.
The lower the number is the acid number.
This is chemistry
number,
class.
Right.
I don't
know. Right, 7.0 neutral. So, you know, the pH of the stomach, the acid could be down around a 1, hydrochloric acid. It is super. Oh, my gosh, is it, you know. And if you drop a piece of metal in hydrochloric acid, it could eat it up. So it's pretty potent. So if the acid is not being produced, that means that the pH level is going to rise. Now, the H. pylori cannot live in a fully functioning stomach in the way that it can in a stomach that is not fully functional because, again, the pH is shifted there. So the idea here with silver is not corrective of stomach acid production. However, it can neutralize the rapidly reproducing H. pylori bacteria that are problematic in the stomach. Okay? So we can knock out H. pylori in the stomach within 6 hours. Yes, there's a 6-hour protocol, and it doesn't require aloe vera because the aloe vera is designed to carry the silver past the stomach. If you don't use the aloe vera, it's going to get to the stomach, and that's where it's going to have its primary activity until it's done and used and then moves on through. Okay? So, 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce even, but, you know, 1/2 ounce could be enough for most. Every 1/2 hour for 6 hours. You're going to say, well, that's a lot. Well, yeah, but if you want to knock out H. pylori in 6 hours, here's how you do it. Your first dose, you take standing or sitting. Your second dose, you take it, and then you, after swallowing it, get it down. Lay down on your right side. Third dose, 1/2 hour later, you take that dose, lay down on your left side. Fourth dose, you take it, and you lay down on your belly. The fifth dose, you take it, you lay down on your back, and then you repeat that sequence until you get through 6 hours. And there is no possibility that the H. pylori can live anymore. Now, beyond that, we got to correct the function of the stomach to produce the acid it needs, which is usually not happening because you have a magnesium and or other mineral deficiencies. So you can take the innate response or megafood magnesium, 1 or 2 in the morning, 1 or 2 at night. The missing link would be great. We talk about that. You can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And there are homeopathic remedies as well that can be utilized to help restore the function of the entire GI tract. That includes the stomach. How's that for a comprehensive answer to Terry's question? Yeah.
I really like you talking about how you lay on your back, lay on your side, stand on your head.
Yes.
Put your left foot in, put your left foot out.
No, Megan Kelly already did that with her.
Yes, she did. Most definitely.
Yeah. So there you go. That's cool. A good one. Yeah, thank you, Terry, for that question. Now we have a question from another T. Tia.
Mm-hmm.
Tia. That was back in the day. I remember Wayne's World, right? Wayne's character. He was head over heels for Tia Carrera.
Tia Carrera, whatever her name was in this movie, I can't remember. But yeah, she was kind of a hottie back in the day, wasn't she?
Right, but now you've triggered people by saying that. But Wayne of Wayne's World, whenever he mentioned Tia Carrera, he would go, I don't know how to do this. I can't make the sound he made, but a growling
excuse
sound,
me?
Right?
Excuse
thank
me?
You.
Baking
now
powder?
We have been forgiven. Thank you for saying excuse me. Tia's question. Hello, RSB. I have a couple of questions regarding Super Don's favorite thing to do, coffee enemas.
Yeah.
I added that part. You know that.
Thank you.
But it is about coffee enemas. She asked, Tia asked, is it safe for a person who has colitis to do coffee enemas?
No.
What?
I mean, yes.
What?
Yes. Yes, of course. Why wouldn't it be for colitis, right?
Well, no, it's a good question, though. It is.
No?
I like the question. Now, I want you to think of this. When you put, and I'm not talking boiling hot coffee, but if you poured coffee on your hand, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not boiling, room temperature coffee, would that be a problem for your skin? Would that be harmful?
That would be fine. In fact, I've got some right here.
You can put some on your skin.
I'm not going to test it. But
no, yeah. But it's not going to be harmful.
No,
it'll
be fine.
The point is, if you put coffee room temperature, remember, we've never argued that you put boiling hot coffee up your bum. That's never been something we've said here. You have no problem. Now, granted, in colitis, you have epithelial inflammation, and that inflammation could be sensitive, right? Sensitive to pH issues, too. So there might be sensations you get when you don't have colitis and you use the coffee enema concept. It can be maybe a little bit more irritating. Certain things in coffee that are different than just pure water, for instance. But is it dangerous? No. But could there be access to the bloodstream in a different way that could create, let's say, caffeine responses that would be carried to the adrenals, not the liver? That's the intriguing part of this. So I'm really, I guess, lack, no pun intended, doing a deep dive on this question for Tia to help her understand that, no, in reality, it's not dangerous. It's okay to do that. But if there's sensitivity, it's due to the inflammation of the tissue. So I would always want to, you know, utilize even silver as another option that you could use rectally. But then again, you could use the silver aloe protocol to heal the inflamed tissue as well. And then stop putting the additives, preservatives, flavorings, the GMOs, the Roundup stuff in there. Okay? How often do you do a coffee enema? Can you do too many if you're a person without colitis? Thank you. Well, I know that people who are cancer patients that are really aggressively going after the cancer, they might be doing a coffee enema every day, sometimes multiple times a day, but they are so desperately in need of liver cleansing that for them, it's a survival mechanism. Do I recommend that for everybody? No, I don't. Of course not. You know, I know a lot of people that will do it once a week, right? They just, yeah, once a week it's kind of the cleanse. They'll do a fast, they'll do that. They feel better. For Super Don and not a doc, they're not going to do that, or not a nurse. They're going to take CanGest tea every day, extra selenium every day. And they may not need to, but in extenuating circumstances or recognizing the extreme stress and duress we're under in an environment that's very toxic and polluted, it can be a rapid route of cleansing the liver and the body very fast. Now, can you do too many? I suppose, you could lose magnesium, you could lose minerals. There are things that can happen if you don't, as with anything, you could do too much of anything is the point. So try once a week to start if you're curious about it. See how you feel. Pay attention to how you feel in terms of the amount you use, the strength and concentration you use. Please make sure it's clean water. Recommend Echo pure water and organic quality coffee. There you go. Super Don, anything to add to that?
Well, listen, there are some people I've noticed on Facebook and stuff like that that really do go gung-ho with the coffee enema thing.
Right.
Some of them do.
They're making up for you not doing any. Other than that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with a crazy doctor story after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health. Especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll always find them in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Just scroll down. Be patient. Scroll down. A little more. There it is. Upcoming RSV events. More upcoming RSV events. Next one on the calendar is in Orem, Utah at Redmond's Heritage Store, Farm Store. Great place to get real milk that is raw cheese, awesome stuff, and organic French fried potatoes in organic extra virgin olive oil. No, not olive oil. They're frying them in coconut oil. You're like, some of you are grossed out by that, but I'm telling you, they're amazing. Maybe I'll indulge in that. So it's November 1st. I believe that's a Wednesday or a Thursday. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a Thursday. And it's going to be at 6:30 to 7:30. So looks like that night, Superdome, I have to do like an hour and a half of the show live, and the last 30 minutes will be pre-recorded. Is that going to be weird?
I think we can pull that off. And that is November 1st is a Thursday.
So we'll be another Sacred Fire of Liberty, and then a half hour. Okay, yeah, I think we can pull that off. Anyway, yeah. So folks, be looking forward to that first foray of a Utah lecture tour coming on. So we'll let you know more when we know more here. But you keep checking back at robertscottbell.com. Now, for those of you needing a loan, here is a very nifty, handy, new way to get money and maybe not ever have to pay it back. And we're going to learn from a doctor here. This is a medical doctor in Tennessee who borrowed money from a patient. Okay?
And not just a little bit of money.
Yeah, no, $300,000. So it's a 79-year-old doctor, and apparently it's a female, interestingly enough. Her practice, I don't know, something was going on. She needed the money. She's like, I wonder where I get a loan. Where do I get a loan? Hey, my client, yeah, my patient, she's pretty wealthy. Can I borrow $300,000 from you? And apparently the patient, EW, the initials, did that. Very kind of her to do that, apparently. And when it came time to repay the loan, though, this doctor implemented a strategy I had never heard before in terms of getting out of loan repayment. What did she do, Super Don?
Well, apparently she diagnosed the lender with dementia.
Oh, my gosh.
So
this woman, my patient doesn't know of what she speaks. She's crazy. She's got dementia. She doesn't even know. So that loan didn't happen. Never happened. She's got dementia. I don't know anything about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That is something else. And, it goes to show that doctors, just like whether, you had a crooked, policeman or a crooked judge or a crooked politician, they've got power over people and resources the average person doesn't have and the ability to do things. So this is
very dangerous.
On the one hand, I laugh about it. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, I mean, this doctor really could have gotten away with this had the right people.
Meddling kids.
I know, right?
The Scooby Gang. Where are they? The Scooby Crew on this one. So government attorney said the 79-year-old Lee borrowed the $300,000. This is Sue Ellen Lee, Dr. Sue Ellen Lee. And when her medical clinic fell on hard times. And so later that same doctor diagnosed her patient that had given her that $300,000 with dementia so she wouldn't have to pay it back. Well, apparently a psychologist who assessed that same patient, EW, found no indication of dementia at all. And of course, Sue Ellen Lee, Dr. Lee said, no, I stand by the dementia diagnosis.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
So anyway, fortunately, it seems like she's not going to get away with her little scheme here. But, man, doctors have the ability to do some crazy things.
Maybe Monsanto should say that about everybody claiming damages for glyphosate. We've gotten doctors to determine that all of those people with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma really have dementia. They don't know what they're talking
about. That's right.
Desperate times, desperate things. Or maybe they can hire Megyn Kelly. I don't know. I don't know why they would hire Megyn Kelly, but I think she used to be a lawyer. But
Megyn Kelly's going to try and walk away from her situation with like $50 million. So I think if she may end up being okay financially.
Some people will say that NBC had dementia when they hired her, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, next hour on the show, Michelle Kotterman, RN. She's brilliant. She's awesome. And we're going to be talking about some very cool subjects, including, I'm going to see if I can remember this thing right, Vaccinomics by a guy named Dr. Ted Fogarty. And that's going to be a fascinating hour, I promise you. You don't want to miss that. So stick with us and share the show with those who are most in need of health, freedom, and healing liberty and perspective, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.